T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
From the kitchen in front of the blender, it is a good evening to you and how you be at 10:11 on this Friday evening on your fan New York City. Steve Summers here, you there on the other side of the blender. It is Paulie Rosenberg. Paulie Rosenberg on the other side of the blender. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a little less than a four-hour schmooze of the SPORTS right up until Sal Licata at 2 on your fan, New York City. DeAndre Baker, soon to be a former member of the New York Football Giants. He's a wanted man, but not by a National Football League team. The cops are looking for a robber and one of his partners in crime. At least they were both wearing a mask as they took money and watches. And those watches, if they take a close look, if all of us were to take a close look at any of the watches they allegedly took, it would tell both Baker and his buddy their time is up and they better turn themselves in right now to the Miramar police force in South Florida. And they, let's face it, the Miramar police force are right about issuing that arrest warrant for 4 counts of armed robbery with a firearm and 4 more counts of aggressive assault with a firearm. And that is 8 counts in one night for Baker, 4 counts in this night, last Wednesday night, with Dunbar. Now, let me do my due process on the 8 counts with Baker. And following today's rule of law that you're guilty until proven innocent, here is a prediction on the 8 counts. Count number 1, the Joe Judge, he rules guilty. Count number 2, Aaron Judge, he rules guilty. Count number 3, Judge Judy, rules guilty. Count number 4, Judge Dredd, rules guilty. Count number 5, Judge Reinhold, rules guilty. Count number 6, Judge Wapner, he rules guilty. Count number 7, Judge Mathis, rules guilty. And according to count number 8, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg feels his only way to get count number 8 dropped, his only real defense, is that even though Baker was taking money and watches, again, allegedly, he did so wearing a mask, protecting those from coming up with COVID-19. Mara and Tish and Dave Gettleman as well will never have to cut him. Won't even need to think about it twice, since you don't need to cut somebody accumulating service time in prison. Baker's legal team is concerned that if the judge in the case is a football fan and is, well, let's put it this way. If that judge is a football fan and aware of anything from last season with the New York Football Giants and DeAndre Baker, well, a few years may be added to his sentence for crimes committed on the football field. Baker's best passes defended last year were usually on passes coming up short and hitting the back of his helmet, chasing a receiver. It's a very good guess that when the police make the arrest, and at the moment no arrests have been made, neither Baker or Dunbar have turned themselves in, but there's a good chance when they do make themselves available, Baker will raise his arms for the first time since leaving Georgia. As for Dave Gettleman, it's apparent that the narrative he wanted to change, the culture he wanted to improve with high character guys, I think it's safe to say that he has fallen a little bit short beyond the departure of Janoris Jenkins. Mara and Tish may be wondering about Gettleman's character, if not a few of his draft selections. You know what is really surprising about this story? TMZ didn't break it. Sunday night, looking ahead to Sunday night, the last two episodes of Dancing with the Stars, you wonder how many teammates will show up at St. Jordan's retirement party. Bill Cartwright was upset at not being seen until episode 8. B.J. Armstrong wasn't invited. Well, they thought he fell a little bit short, traded him. B.J. did get even for one game. Michael Jordan remembers that one game. Gary Payton, no laughing matter to him. Scott Burrell, compared to a soft pillow. Steve Kerr, holding and violating the no hands-on rule. Will Perdue won't be invited for spelling Michael's name with pound signs, exclamation points, and question marks. As far as we know, no blackjack dealers, no members of the Chicago White Sox will be on hand for Michael's retirement party. Scottie Pippen says if he had to do it all over again, he would. Sunday night, your last chance to watch them dance.
We were on opposite sides in a scrimmage, and he's talking all kinds of trash.
Phil sensed my aggression, but he was trying to tone me down, and he starts calling these tick-attack fouls. Next time he did it, I just haul off the and I said, when I fouled Steve Kerr, I said, nah, that's foul.
So let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance tonight.
Jump pass to Jordan off to the left. Michael double teamed on the drive. In.
Now to two. Now to one. Here's Jordan.
He hauls off and hits me in the chest. And I just haul off and hit him right in the eye. And Phil just throws me out of practice.
Gives to Jordan. Jordan in the circle. Puts the shot in.
Four people have been arrested for stripping and stealing the elder Jordan's car found last week in Fayetteville, North Carolina. None of those charged are said to be murder suspects. Jordan's body was found August 3rd.
Police findings seem to confirm the idea that they had yesterday that this was merely a random act of violence and not a premeditated murder.
The thing that I looked at, the death of my father, I had him for 32 years, you know, and he taught me a lot in 32 years. You know how many kids get that opportunity? Very few. You know, in today's society, you get the chance to spend that much time with their parents and get that type of influence.
You've probably been hearing today about a new book which claims that Michael Jordan ran up debts of more than $1 million while gambling on the golf course.
As Michael was chasing and the debt was increasing to the 1.2 that it ultimately got to, I was very insistent that we stop, and I was very insistent that if we continued, that I expected payment.
And the best player ever to play the game of basketball is about to announce his retirement from the Chicago Bulls.
When I lose the sense of motivation and the sense of to prove something as a basketball player, it's time for me to move away from the game of basketball.
The reason that I'm doing it is because he's dead. You know, because I was going to do it anyway. You know, I had plans to do it anyway. He's tried to talk me into doing it a couple years before now, and I wasn't ready. And I guess in doing it now, it's like a thank you to him.
Michael Jordan has tied up the ball game with a grand double to left, and this crowd has seen what it came here for.
And we'll all be watching on Sunday night the last two episodes of Dancing with the Stars. When Jordan said no more, it was the day the music died. The NFL, you may have heard, this is a headline. The NFL is going to reopen facilities on May 19. And they are hoping they don't have to reclose facilities June 19. The NBA knows if and when fans aren't going to be there. Fans of the NBA want to know if and when the players will be there. Carmelo Anthony notices if most of the country is leaving the house, did they enjoy isolation as much as he did? And remember this. Keep your friends 6 feet away, your enemies 5 feet away. And doesn't it seem, if you're still in isolation, all of this seems like it's being 16 years old again. Gas is cheap, and you're grounded. And we will be grounded for the next 3.5 or so hours, right up until 2. So, on this beautiful, it feels like really better than spring. It feels like summer, and I'm sure a number of people have out, and I hope they're keeping their distance, especially their hands to themselves, and they better be clean, you know, from that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.